Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're all having a great day or night or whenever it may be that you're actually listening to this. Now, one of the things I want to cover, because I cover it a lot when I'm actually doing my videos to members and that sort of thing, but it's looking for reasons not to trade rather than reasons to trade. Now, I see it often, and it kind of, the reason I thought of this is because a friend of mine sent me through a white paper that was, it wasn't quite a white, it was kind of like a little brochure type thing. Now, the project, I had a look at it, I read the first two pages and sort of thought, well, that's terrible as far as the idea goes. But then I went and had a look at like LinkedIn, the profiles. There's nothing there. Like, there were so many holes in it. And I thought to myself, you know, like this guy's pretty, like, he's not an idiot. He's a smart dude. He's very successful in another industry. And I thought, you know, why, what would make this person think this was a great idea, even without the level of experience that I have, i.e. he has very little experience, I have plenty of experience. And I got to thinking about the different mindsets and the way that people see things. Now, when people see a pitch, they think, wow, that's fantastic. Like, sometimes they get whipped up and they hear all the good things about it from the person pitching them, because of course, you know, that's what they're there to do. They're there to talk about the positive things. And a lot of people in crypto as well, you know, some of these ICOs, that's what it was, it was an ICO. Some of these ICOs, the team means well, but they've just got absolutely no experience or any way, shape or form of executing that said plan. The teams are terrible. Got me to thinking about not just trading, but what you're doing with any investment. When I'm looking at a trade, you know, I use checklists, right? I've got essential rules, I've got bonus factors, that's how I trade, that's how I operate. The essential factors are not there for me to hope that I find all of them. The essential rules are there. They're written from 1 through 8, depending on what the strategy is as to how many essentials there are. But they're the top to, from top to bottom, it's the most important one first. Okay, and from after the top, I mean, they're all important, as in they all need to be there, but the first one is trend. Now, it's very, very simple. Those essential rules are me looking for reasons to eliminate trades. My mindset is not, I want to take a trade. Not at all. My mindset is very, very different. My mindset is, I'm going to go through my checklist. I'm going to eliminate trades. Because if I eliminate and I find one and I go, geez, there's really no reason not to take this, then that's the trade that I want to be taking. You see, there's a very different way of seeing things and thinking about how you're approaching the market. And I do see a lot of people in crypto as well as in other markets. I wouldn't say it's any more so in crypto than in, you know, traditional markets when people are getting started, because especially with trading, they get very excited. But when it comes to fundamental analysis as well as technical analysis, you should be looking for reasons not to get involved. Consider this. When you think about it logically and take yourself out of the emotional excitement and the fear of missing out, or everyone's making money and I've got to too, or whatever it may be, you start to think, okay, well, hang on, what is here? The facts are, this is my money. I want my money to give me a return. Okay, so if I want my money to give me a return on my investment, then I should probably be looking for projects that I can get a return on investment on. So I should probably start to research these projects a little bit more. Or if it's a trade, it's my money. I'll be placing this trade with my capital. Whatever I risk between my entry and my stop loss is my money. Do I want to risk money for the sake of feeling good or based on an emotional response? Or do I want to try and risk money to make money? So therefore, I should be finding things that look very, very good to put my money into. Now, let me slow ourselves down and think about it. I mean, a lot of people, when I'm trading, I haven't had lots of trades recently. Now, the reason is the market hasn't presented me with lots of great opportunities. I am not in a rush to trade. I am not in any rush to place trades. When good trades present themselves, I will take them. Because I understand if I do that, I have a high probability of success, and that's how I make my living. I'm trying to preserve my capital before I'm trying to make my capital. So therefore, the process of elimination is really, really important. Now, if you haven't got something that you follow, that you stick to, a process of elimination, then I suggest that you find one. If you haven't got one, find someone that can provide you with one and start to learn there, guys. Really, really important. The lesson is look for reasons not to take a trade rather than reasons to take a trade. It will transform the way you think, and I hope it helps. So guys, jump across to the website tradercob.com. you can subscribe there to a free bi-weekly video newsletter where I provide you with video content in your inbox every single week, twice a week. I hope you have a fantastic day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercob.com, because experience matters.